Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
From Extreme Rules Monster Mashes to Edge of Your Seat Slobber Knockers, it's safe to say this lot were feeling it in the morning after these insanely ruthless showcases of jaw-dropping violence. I'm Gareth from What Culture Wrestling, and here are 10 brutal times wrestlers worked stiff. Number 10, Goldberg vs. Steve Regal. WCW Nitro 1998. At the point when Bill Goldberg came up against what commentary was classing as his stiffest test to date in Steve William Regal, as the future WWE Hall of Famer was given a painful lesson in the art of leaving a little extra stink on your offense. Catching Goldberg with sneaky kicks to the face, awkwardly hip-tossing the former NFL player, and open palm-striking his mug, it's evident from minute one that Big Bill wasn't entirely prepared for the level of physicality the Brit was hell-bent on sending his way. Goldberg held his own, however, pulling out wicked transitions on the floor and pulverizing Regal with one of the nastiest spears you'll ever witness. Though the now NXT general manager has gone on record to state that he was simply following his orders on the night, the former Universal Champion is convinced the office didn't tell Regal to go out there and try to take advantage of him. Regardless of who you believe, this one was rough to watch. Number 9, Sheamus vs. Drew McIntyre, Fastlane 2021. There's no questioning the fact that both Drew McIntyre and Sheamus were two of the MVPs of WWE's Thunderdome era. And this was largely down to the fact that despite not having a live crowd to play to, the pair refused to dial down their intensity once the bell sounded. It was only a matter of time before the two pals turned enemies would collide during this surreal period. The Irishman and Scotsman regularly tore up their adversary's back with kendo sticks, table breaks, and particularly snug kicks, knees, and forearms. In the end, though, their war was ultimately signed off with their most physical showdown to date at Fastlane 2021, as the Warriors battered each other under no-holds-barred rules. Sickening chops, even more kendo whippings, suplexes onto the concrete, and an unforgiving white noise off the barricade through the announce desk only told half the story. The state of the duo's bodies afterwards did the rest. Number 8, Kurt Angle vs. Shane McMahon, King of the Ring 2001. Already coming into the match nursing a concussion from a contest against Christian earlier in the night, Kurt Angle's evening at King of the Ring 2001 was about to get a whole lot rougher during his now infamous street fight with Shane McMahon. Angle would break his tailbone, nailing Shane O'Mac with a brutal suplex on the ramp. But this was merely the prelude to one of the stiffest and most uncomfortable moments WWE has ever committed to TV. After an initial attempt to suplex the son of the boss through a pane of glass, it quickly became clear that something was up. But being committed professionals and ever so slightly insane, the two just persevered. This resulted in a fearless Shane being launched through not one, but two windows, with both men not exactly working that hard to sell the genuine agony they were experiencing in the moment. Signing off with the most horrendous angle slam from the top rope you're ever likely to see, both men immortalized themselves on the back of this out-and-out epic. Number 7, John Cena vs. Brock Lesnar, Extreme Rules 2012. Hot on the heels of being bested by The Great One at WrestleMania 28, Super Cena was faced with the unenviable task of taking on a returning beast incarnate at Extreme Rules. Only this wasn't the same Brock Lesnar who walked out on Vince McMahon's Empire in 2004. This one had a newfound thirst for blood. Brock quickly busted open the face of the company and proceeded to treat the multiple-time world champion like a sack of potatoes, laying in devastating punches to the skull and catching the leader of the C Nation with an elbow not too dissimilar to the one that would bust open Randy Orton at SummerSlam a few years later. Brock was not here to play games. Number 6, Bryan Danielson vs. Tommy End, WXW Ambition 2010. Coming in the midst of Daniel Bryan's awesome but all too brief return to the independent scene on the back of being fired for choking Justin Roberts with a tie on WWE TV. The former Nexus man formed one half of one of the most intense shoot-style wrestling matches the former's brought into the mix in 2010. The other half was made up by an up-and-coming star by the name of Tommy End. And the two stiff-kicking souls did not disappoint, with both men aiming to keep their opponent down for a 10 count. Numerous gritty ground exchanges were complemented by the frequent acoustically pleasing but undeniably excruciating kicks and strikes. The entire contest was treated like a genuine shoot brawl, as bodies were emphatically slammed to the mat and limbs were stretched with a level of authenticity you simply cannot fake. The sheer physicality of the bout ultimately informed and justified the fact that End simply could not continue on the back of one leg kick too many, with Bryan Danielson walking away with a unique and entirely believable victory post-stiff thigh smashing. Round 2 in AEW, anyone? Number 5, Samoa Joe vs Necro Butcher, IWA Mid-South Wrestling 2005. Now, you still wouldn't welcome the idea of sharing the squared circle with Samoa Joe in 2021. It'd be fair to state that the Samoan submission machine has mellowed ever so slightly over the years. For an example of just how diabolical he could be in the days of his youth, look no further than the time he very nearly murdered Necro Butcher in front of a paying crowd. Starting hot, the two titans treated each other's skulls like dough with sickening forearms, only to follow that up with legit headbutts, busting open Butcher in the process, and a suplex from Joe to his rival off the apron that saw Butcher's neck crumple underneath his body. Simply put, this one wasn't for the faint-hearted, as the three-time NXT champion refused to hold back when powerbombing his opponent onto a guardrail and German suplexing Butcher into a steel chair. Thankfully, Necro was mercifully put out of his misery by a number of grueling knee strikes and kicks to the skull, all while CM Punk cheered on his best friend from the commentary booth. What a world 2005 was, eh? Number 4, Katsuyori Shibata vs Tomohiro Ishii, G1 Climax Tournament 2013. You can't talk about some of the stiffest workers ever to grace the professional wrestling industry without shining a light on the all-out ferocity routinely showcased in New Japan Pro Wrestling. And the often barbaric battle between Katsuyori Shibata and Tomohiro Ishii in 2013 sits as perhaps one of the most vicious entries the promotion has ever produced. Erupting out of the gates at breakneck speed, Shibata and Ishii wasted little time slapping the hell out of one another during their 2013 G1 Climax Slugfest, whipping the crowd up into an instant frenzy as they traded rapid but still disturbingly stiff elbows. And the pair even took the time to respectfully welcome their rivals' best shots, during an exchange which saw both Ishii and Shibata take a knee as they prepared for the oncoming onslaught. Despite Ishii managing to pick up the win post-brainbuster, it appeared the two could still go another 10 minutes. But for the sake of their health, I'm sort of glad they didn't. Number 3, everyone versus Daniel Puder, Royal Rumble 2005. Pretty much everyone's clued up on the events which saw Tough Enough's Daniel Puder getting the better of Olympic gold medalist and WWE legend Kurt Angle during a shoot-style SmackDown scrap by now. With this being the wrestling industry in the early 2000s, however, you just knew the boys in the back weren't going to allow this level of disrespect to slide. Sure enough, in the wake of Puder also reportedly bragging about getting the better of Hardcore Holly on the house show circuit, the Tough Enough winner was shockingly dismantled in front of the world during the 2005 Royal Rumble match. Here, Eddie Guerrero, Chris Benoit, and the aforementioned Holly took turns chopping the hell out of the newcomer, clearly relishing the chance to teach the mixed martial artist a lesson. As you'd expect, this incident has aged horrifically, feeling more like three middle-aged bullies beating up an inexperienced potential star of tomorrow for the hell of it, because that's pretty much what it was. Number 2, Kenny Omega vs Kota Ibushi, G1 Climax 2018. Despite being partners, the two were desperate to prove that they were the better man on the night, a quest that saw both stars opting to use their signature knee strikes to nearly decapitate the other. V-triggers exploded into the back of Ibushi's skull, and Kamigoye's crumbled the cleaner's jaw. However, this was merely the tip of the cruel iceberg, as the Golden Star connected with a double knee moonsault, so catastrophic that it sucked the air out of the entire building in one go. Sure, the twosome didn't skimp out on the out-of-this-world feats of athleticism, but it was in those snug knees, kicks, and forearms that the true drama was dialed up, with Ibushi caving in his pal's skull with an unnerving Kamigoye for the victory. Number 1, Ilya Dragunov vs. Walter, NXT TakeOver 36. With the NXT UK warriors that are Ilya Dragunov and Walter putting on WWE's match of 2020 back in October, fans' mouths were understandably watering at the thought of round 2 over the NXT UK Championship. They got their wish in the end at TakeOver 36, and something many thought to be impossible became a reality. The two took things up a notch. As the challenger evaded the game-changing chop of the champion early on, Dragunov answered back with his own backhands, whilst also frequently throwing his entire body at the ring general with little care about his own well-being. It was always only a matter of time before Walter settled into his usual groove, though, chopping and German suplexing the smaller man with sickening ease. But Ilya is no mortal man. After taking a level of punishment that would have leveled a man twice his size, reducing his chest and neck to a crimson canvas, Dragunov clubbed and choked his way to a dramatic victory, carving himself into wrestling folklore in the process.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.